Hey guys, this is Crystal, and this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, online store, and portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com/theread and enter offer code FURY, that's F-U-R-Y, when you check out. A better web starts with your website, and you can build that website with Squarespace. So head on over and make sure you use offer code FURY. Now, let's get the show started.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey again. Whatever.
How are you?
I am great.
Fantastic.
And I am commander.
Okay.
Of the Beegency.
Are we going to talk about that in
the
show?
That was my introduction.
Okay. Are we going to talk about that like in the show?
We can,
or are we going to talk about it now? Because it was just...
Well, who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am Carmen Carrera.
And this is The Read.
Yes,
slash
sorry.
The Beegency.
I got so excited.
This is the cover. The way that B613 poses is like a paper company.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what The Read is. It's
right.
The Beegency.
Like, you people listen to the show when it's actually just a front for Beyonce and her terrorist organization.
So don't get erased.
And we are definitely the huck of this shit. Like, don't make us find you.
These games.
If you don't know what we're talking about, look up the Beegency. It was an SNL skit that aired, and pretty much everybody and their mama sent me the link to it.
Yeah.
It's actually hilarious. So if you haven't already seen it, check it out and see what happens when you say something that's not even all the way bad about Beyonce. It was just
It was so funny.
Right. It was like...
Because he didn't even really say
utterly tame.
Bad.
Right. It wasn't even evil.
And he like lost his life. Like they ruined him. And that's how it really is.
Just can't help.
I think
look
it
at
starred
her.
Andrew Garfield, whatever that guy's name is, from the new
Spider-Man
movies. Mm-hmm. It was really cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, this is The Read.
It is. Thanks
Another
so much
read.
For tuning in.
I am reluctant to be here.
Okay.
Or was.
Mm-hmm.
Because Miami.
Yes.
So,
I'm so glad you had so much fun with your perfect weather and your bevy of lesbians. Thanks so much for FaceTiming me from the swimming pool while I was at work. That was super enjoyable for me.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it was classy. Mm,
yeah, I had
the
a
water
lot of fun.
Felt like...
Don't do this.
It had to be what Blue Ivy felt like in utero.
I just...
Because it was just so warm, and then the sun is just kissing your skin, and then you're just floating around in this heated pool, and you're surrounded by... beautiful women and like palm trees, and then the house, like the backyard, was like it blocked off everything because there was just all of this, like these trees, all these palm trees as far as the eye could see, and so it was just so private and just warm and beautiful. Shout out to DJ Dimples and another amazing Sweet Heat. We had so much fun. It was very successful. The lesbians were beautiful. I was baited up a few times.
I did find
the right stud.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something that I really appreciate about you lesbians? These women, there were so many women there that were booed up, like brought their girlfriends for the weekend and had a great time with their girlfriends.
I know a lot of girls who turned into like a trip. Like a lot of girls in Oklahoma City will be like couples trips. Like, let's go to Sweet Heat. Like,
that's
really a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Versus these gay male circuit parties where everyone is going there to exchange fluids and ask questions later.
Gross.
Like, sweetness.
No. Actually, a really good friend of mine, her and her fiance were both like, we have to go to Sweet Heat. Like, it was this couple's trip. It was like four lesbian couples all going down to Sweet Heat. And I was just like, you girls go right ahead and have a great time.
Lame. You should have brought your ass. There was a girl there, I think.
I
was super wasted. But I think I was like by Pizza Rustica or someplace. I don't remember if the girl's name was Lindsay. But I met a girl on Washington Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really nice. And she was a fan of the show, and she was like, Crystal is so beautiful, tell her.
Don't shut up, don't lie.
Yeah, I'm dead ass serious, and bitch, you're probably listening to it, so tweet her. You know exactly. I don't remember your name,
no,
but you know who I am. Tweet her about it.
I can't go to Sweet Heat.
And she wasn't the only girl there.
That's a lie. Why are you lying?
She was not the only. It was like 3-4 girls.
If I would have went down there,
who asked why you weren't there?
If I would have went down there, literally no one would have talked to me. All those girls.
You are a black lie.
No,
don't try and pull a Kid Fury, bitch.
No, bitch.
Because
it's
you know that you're sickening.
No.
Don't even do it. Don't even bother trying to pull a Kid Fury, girl. Because you know every time that you step out, you get baited.
Yes.
Every single time meet you, step out the house, your child's in.
I do get chose.
I don't want to hear
but
it.
But not at lesbian events.
You
I
are
do
a
not,
black
I
lie.
I do not get chose at the lesbian club. I don't get chose at festivals. I don't get chose at other, at Home
Where,
Depot.
Where, in Oklahoma?
At Home Depot. Yes, Oklahoma has a huge gay scene, actually, for the states. I mean, it's not.
Well, you're talking about Sweet Heat Miami, LA. Where it's warm
Those
and people are having a great time. And they've come from all over the fucking world to be lesbians
you're
together.
Right,
you're a liar.
No, those
you're
girls.
You're a liar.
They would have been like,
"And you
want to
know how
okay.
I know you're lying?"
Yes, Crystal. All right, there you are.
Black
Whatever.
Lies. You want
to
know how I know you're lying?
I would
because
love to
there
know.
Were girls who came up to me and asked where you were and that you were fine.
No.
Shut your mouth.
They would have said it to you. They would not have said it to me. I guarantee you.
The
no
first
one.
Live show we had, you got chosen by stuff.
So you got chosen.
Or femme aggressive. I don't.
You got chosen at the Houston show. So don't do this.
First of all,
like outright.
That's
chose.
A lie.
Are you finna do this right now? Because did he not? Dude in the audience.
You're a liar.
Got up and said, "My friend has a crush."
Thank you, my friend. Versus a girl getting up her black ass self and saying,
okay.
"Hey, girl, you're fine."
That's just
thanks.
Because he was shy
thanks.
And he didn't want to have
scooting
to get
right
up and
along,
say it himself.
Sweetness.
Whatever. We're not. Doing
all I'm
this.
Saying is, Crystal gets chosen.
I do.
Front and center.
I do.
Constantly.
I do. That's true. But
Kid
not
Fury
at lesbian
does
events.
Not.
I do not get chose at lesbian events. It doesn't happen.
Okay. Whatever, girl. Anyway.
Thanks to the girls who allegedly, mythically asked about me. I don't believe you exist,
okay.
But okay.
Sure, girl.
Whatever.
But anyway, yeah, Sweet Heat was amazing and Miami's flawless. And
so
I
glad you had a
back.
Good time. The weather up here is turning. It's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend, so like consistently in the mid-70s.
It was a smooth 88.
Well, listen, this is the north,
the
so you have to take what you can get.
Whatever.
Shit.
It is May.
Okay. I'm frustrated too.
May, talking about it's supposed to be in the
I've
70s.
I've never been cold in May in my life. I don't know what this is. I don't get it. But I'm just trying to hold on to a little bit of optimism or whatever
people
goodness
were,
is going to come our way.
People were down there legitimately complaining that it was so hot. Like, mm-hmm. And I said, give me all of
yes,
it.
Yes. If I could just store it up.
I will
please.
Sit on this fucking yes. beach chair until I look like a black Twizzler.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit. Mm,
I would love to lay out in the sun. It is not...
All of the UV.
My makeup continues to get darker. And I just, it's so unfair. Somebody asked me today, why don't you just lay out and get your color back? Bitch, lay out and what? It's, even if it is halfway warm outside, it's still overcast. The sun is
thank
up for
you.
Like all of 90 minutes. You cannot lay out and get your color back up
there's
here.
None.
It's just.
There's no sunshine. There's nothing. Anyway. So. Let's move on and get the actual show started.
Yes, let's do that.
Black excellence. Let's talk about a young 16-year-old Grace Bush. I'm sure you heard about this.
Probably.
Grace Bush is a Florida student who received her high school diploma and her college degree in the same week.
That is just...
16 years old. This girl's ready to apply for jobs.
Young man.
She's got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, so don't mess with my home, girl.
I can't.
Like, can she just go to police academy now, or what happened?
I've heard of concurrent enrollment. First of all... No, I'm sure she doesn't. Sounds like with that major, she's probably going to go to law school.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So congratulations to her. I've heard of people doing enrollment before, but never anybody who actually stuck with it enough to receive an actual, like getting your diploma and your degree at the same time must be such a bitch you can't touch me type of feeling. Like, do you just go around and stunt to everybody? Because I would. I would straight
who
up
wouldn't?
Be at church like, none of you niggas are on my level. Like,
she went to Broward.
At all.
Wait, is this a... Wait, where did she go to school? Where did she go to high school? Because she might be my cousin. Wait a second.
Okay. Okay.
She went to Broward College when she was 13.
Get the fuck.
And then she took classes through the summer, too. This girl was ready to
you
get
had the nerve
it all
to graduate
out
early?
Of the way. She was like, you know what, sweetie? What I won't be doing... is wasting my damn time.
No.
Like, she was like, let's just get it all done now. I'm not going to go see none of the Spider-Mans
no,
with you girls
no.
this summer. I'm not going to the mall. We not doing Sephora. I am about to get all of this shit done.
I won't be making friendship bracelets and watching Teen Mom reruns, bitch.
Work
I'm going to school.
Grace.
I'm so proud of you. That is so dope. Congratulations, Grace. I wish I was even a tenth as smart as you are or had any of your work ethic, because girl, wow.
And she got her degree from Florida Atlantic University, so it's a pretty good school.
I'm so impressed. What, she could have gotten her degree from a community, like it could literally have been an associate's degree.
I mean, she started at Broward College when she was 13.
I don't know what that is, but
it's a community college.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still very impressed. 13. Sick. At 13, I was literally still gluing things to paper for like a summer project.
I was coloring inside the lines.
I was doing
nothing. I think 13. That I was like, at 13, I was probably making like mix CDs for people.
I was having sleepovers and watching Michael Jackson videos on TV. Like, I was most certainly not.
Do you remember the kid? Oh, well, you're not that much older.
I'm a bit older
than me.
Yeah.
But you remember like when mix CDs were the thing?
Yes.
And you always had that one person where you would just make a list.
Yes.
And be like, this is what I want.
Yes.
And they maybe paid you.
Absolutely do, right.
That was me.
Really?
Everybody? Whoever want, like my friends or people who would ask me. Like, I would do it for my friends for free, but sometimes it would be like, okay, girl, well, it's going to be a smooth $5.
Wow.
Or something like that.
It would really, when I was doing mix CDs, it was really like, oh my God, you have to make sure you have the shit for your car. It was like, you have to get your mix CD, and then every time a new song comes out, you have to reburn your entire CD.
The whole black thing.
I'm so glad. You young kids have no idea with these iPods how easy it is. And the crazy shit is I remember
iPod.
When CDs came out, and I thought, this is so easy as compared to the cassette tape. So it's just like, technology is moving too fast for me. Why am I living through all this? Like, slow down just a little bit. But anyway, yes.
Also, shout out to Kerry Washington, who had her baby.
Yes, she did.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in private.
Like, we knew she would. Like, it was just, of course, Kerry Washington
was
not going to get on Twitter.
Mind your black ass business.
Yes. Me having this baby is my business, my husband's business, not you niggas' business. So
congratulations to her and her husband,
Namdi.
Okay. Because I wasn't going to even try.
Yeah, I know.
And their new baby girl, Isabel.
Yes.
Again, I'm not gonna go for it. I don't really want. I'm tired of butchering African people's names.
I'm pretty sure the last name is Asamuga. I can't say it right either, but I'm pretty
sure
that's it.
I don't even want to offend anyone.
Yeah, sorry.
But her middle name means the grace of God, which I thought was adorable, so.
Yes, I'm sure the baby is adorable. In 6 years, when Carrie lets us see her, then we'll confirm that.
And, you know, I hope that you are having loads of happiness as a mother, but I'm also hoping that this means Olivia's about to come back and slay.
Yes, I also hope.
Full force.
Yes.
They don't have to hide her stomach behind a Pepsi can or whatever anymore. So, okay, hot topics.
Woo.
First up, let's talk about Monica Lewinsky.
Mm.
She wrote a think piece or something for Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that people allowed her to do that. But
well, this is like her first time, you know, talking about this shit that happened a million years ago. So I think really probably most media outlets.
The first time.
Yeah, this is her first. I think I'm pretty sure this is her first time like actually coming out and speaking about the shit that happened in detail. And so I think probably most media outlets would have let her do it, even though, you know, the story itself is old. So whatever, Monica, I didn't. Never mind.
Anyway, she wrote something about Beyonce saying that I guess she took offense to the line in Partition where Beyonce says, he popped all my buttons, ripped my blouse, he Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something like, thanks Beyonce, but if we're verbing, I think you meant he Bill Clinton'd all on my gown, not Monica Lewinsky'd. Which, I'm not gonna lie to you, that totally makes sense. Like
it does
make more sense if she would have said Bill Clinton. But Monica Lewinsky flowed better. And sweetheart, like, stop the woe is me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let my story end this way. And fashioning herself after, I can't remember the kid's name.
Which kid?
Somebody else who was some like.
Oh, the 18-year-old who committed suicide?
Yes.
Yes. That, oh my God, that poor, I think his name is Tyler.
Yeah, something.
Committed suicide after he was like on Ustream making out with a man and didn't know it. Like his roommate set him up and he committed suicide and she was like,
my
mom was so worried about me because I was suicidal after all this shit happened, which I'm sure you were. Like, all of your business was in the streets. But number one, girl, Bill Clinton is known for more things than skeeting on your dress. You're not known for anything other than refusing to wash your dress.
Sweetie.
So
You slobbed some nub.
You did. And it's mine. Most
and
of
the
us
one
do.
That you chose. I mean, I know what you were trying to do for yourself and for your future. I see the benefit, I guess, that you were trying to, you know, put. But,
well, some
sweetie,
people think,
you're lucky that life's not scandal and they didn't get you up out of here the way that they did Homegirl in the first season.
Man, so she said that people think that the Clintons paid her off and that's why she hasn't talked it off for these past, you know, 10, 14 years. And it's just like, who thinks that? At no point did I think that Bill and Hillary wrote a check to Monica Lewinsky talking about, please don't talk about this shit no more. Now, some other people have come out and said that she's only doing this because she knows Hillary's going to run for president and she wants to bring the scandal back up into the American attention so that Hillary doesn't win, which seems to me like it would just be petty on a whole.
Like, yeah, I feel like that's not, I feel like petty's not even a good enough word,
right?
For that.
Because I don't remember Hillary Clinton even really too much dragging Monica Lewinsky like she could have.
I remember when this happened and I had to be like, I don't even know how old I was. This 95?
Yeah, this,
I may have been like seven,
maybe
six?
It was 98 or so. No, it was, Clinton was still in, it was obviously Clinton was in office. I don't know, maybe 96,
whatever. I remember
sometime
it.
Around then. Yeah, I remember it happening too, and I was just like, okay, ma'am. And I'm pretty sure I was in high school, like around ninth grade or so when all this shit first went down. So, ma'am, Miss Monica Lewinsky, I know at some point the checks run dry for everybody and you just kind of have to get yourself back out there.
You sucked the fucking president's dick, girl. Like, what did you... You're always going to be known for sucking the president's dick until the end of your time,
right?
Sweet cheeks. That's just... That's your cross to bear, sweetie. Everybody, the same way that Chris Brown's always going to be known for whipping Rihanna's ass and Carrie Hilson's always going to be a flop. That's just what your destiny is at this point. So don't fight it.
Right. Like, nobody out here, no matter what rebranding you go through, nobody is going to be like, oh yeah, Monica Lewinsky, the motivational speaker. That's never going to happen.
I'm not saying that she should be like dragged or, you know, I'm not saying that she's a horrible person or anything like that, but you suck the press. What do you, people are always going to attribute your name to a blowjob.
And she says she had trouble getting a job. Like, she went to London and got her master's degree and then tried to come back and get a job. And people were like,
no shit.
Like, ma'am, did you think you... How easy did you think it was going to be?
If you were tongue-tickling Bill Clinton's balls, what do you think?
She hasn't even significantly changed her look or changed her name. So how are you going to get... How are you going to walk in with a name like Monica Lewinsky and think nobody knew who you were? And apparently she was applying for, like, jobs in the field where she would have to go to the White House or be around the White House press. Like, ma'am, clearly you're not going. Girl, you're not going to the White House. Ever again. That is not happening. No one.
I'll be surprised if she's allowed to visit D.C.
Like, girl, that's not happening. Whatever, Monica. I don't even feel like she was trying to be shady towards Beyonce. I think she was just like, oh,
she was
God,
probably
here
a little
go my name again.
Right, whatever. I don't really give a shit either way. I mean, girl, what do you expect? I'm sure other people who are named Monica Lewinsky probably are ready to change their names.
I would have already done it.
Yes.
There are no Monica Lewinskys born after like 97 or whenever this shit went down.
Right, because whose last name is Lewinsky and they're naming their child Monica? Why
would
you do that?
Nobody
would
do that to their baby. So everybody else named Monica Lewinsky has already deleted that shit from their life. I'm like, oh no.
No thanks.
I'll be Monica Llewellyn now or
probably
whatever.
Not
just
to
not.
Their parents.
Sorry, can't do it. Girl.
Whatever.
Good luck.
Speaking of Beyonce, did you hear about the shady basketball Drake thing? I don't know how you're expected to understand what the fuck I just talked
about.
Okay,
great.
So this is up your alley because it has to do with sports.
Sports. Oh, speaking of which, Carrie Hilson gets to live since my Thunder made it out of the first round.
So let's
barely
jump over
by
there.
By the skin on our goddamn teeth.
We were watching that game in Asante's house.
Okay.
And you were lit. Like, I was in... It was so great because you really meant that Carrie Hilson should be terminated if you lost that
game. I wasn't joking about that.
You were literally like, this bitch. Like, it was delicious. Anyway.
Because we just, as a unit, we did not deserve to go out in the first round. And the Western Conference is harder. And we knew it was going to be tough.
I
kind
of feel like they're not really together.
We're not. First of all, I'm so stunned at you saying that because... Wait, do you mean Carrie and Serge?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant our team wasn't playing cohesively as a unit. And I was going to be like,
how the hell would I
know that? Right. Okay. Never mind. Sorry. Yes, what Carrie Ann? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is that we made it out of the first round of the playoffs.
I think so. I watched y'all play Miami the other day. Did you?
You watched us play Miami?
Did you?
No.
You didn't play Miami?
No, we're still divided
by play?
The Clippers.
Oh, that's what I watched.
Yes, you watched us get our ass beat. Thank you so much for bringing up that.
Well, you know, they're going through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be... Kevin just won MVP, so I'm focusing on that. Congratulations
yes.
to Kevin Durant.
Did you see
Durant.
The speech?
I did, of course, and it made me very teary-eyed. I love Kevin Durant so much, and I love his mama, and I just am so proud of him.
And I heard he's going to be the cover on, this is so stupid.
The cover.
He's going to be on the cover of 2K15.
Yes, he is.
I'm
just
dope.
So, yes, like Kevin Durant, I'm just so proud of him and so excited.
I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but
I feel like this is so overdue.
It.
I have my KD for MVP shirt that is like 2 or 3 seasons old, and now I get to wear it ironically, so I'm so excited. And I have his new championship shirt that the NBA just put out like today. So.
Okay, you're getting too deep into
I'm just saying,
ESPN.
What are we talking about?
So the Brooklyn Nets versus Toronto Raptors. By the way, the Nets also lost to Miami like just yesterday, I believe, maybe sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Miami is the team to beat, but that's not very impressive because Miami beats most people. So,
go team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got this team spirit now. I'm so into
it.
No, not really. What happened at the... I know the Raptors lost. The Raptors are
the Raptors were playing Brooklyn, I think it's some other... Game one. And Jay-Z wasn't there, but Drake was. And Drake is apparently the Raptors brand ambassador.
Yeah, which is adorable. Well, he was. Their season is over now. But yes, isn't that so cute?
What is that even?
It just is basically Toronto paying him, or maybe not. Maybe they're just like, hey, come act
hang out and wear
on social media
talk
to promote
us.
Our team, and it works. Like, it's just Drake being Drake,
building hype around the
team.
Yeah,
and apparently he like took the team out for dinner, and just it's so cute. Like, how do you?
I want to pinch his cheeks.
I just love him. Like, oh, Drake,
so
you just,
adorable.
You adorable little somebody.
He's
I know,
like a Neopet.
I know a little. I would love for the Thunder. Y'all can absolutely call me. I'll be the brand ambassador. I'll come down.
You are not taking anybody no dinners. You are lining each one of them niggas up. Like, listen.
Oh no. Them millionaire niggas are taking me to dinner.
We don't have no discussions. We don't have time to talk about no goddamn Twitter. You're going to be drawing X's and O's on a fucking dry erase board.
Oh, Kevin hasn't been on Twitter in like weeks. I don't think since the playoffs started has Kevin been on Twitter.
Again,
and thank God, because the internet is terrible.
We're furthering our way into
all right, what are we? Yes, I'm
unknown.
Sorry. Let's focus. What are we actually
Drake
talking about?
Drake was at this game one of Toronto versus Brooklyn. Jay-Z was not. And when someone asked him about it, he joked that Jay-Z was somewhere eating a fondue plate, which sounds so much more like something that Drake would do.
It does.
But either way, you know, they're a fun little rivalry or whatever.
Right. I mean, that's clearly not shade.
Yeah, it's not. Whatever. They love each other. I'm sure that he babysits Blue Ivy all the time. So at the Barclays Center during another Raptors-Nets game,
mm-hmm.
Drake was put up on the Jumbotron. Mind you, Beyonce and Jay-Z were at this game.
Mm.
And he was booed.
Rude.
Because, you know, it's
this sports. Must have been in Brooklyn.
It's the Barclays Center.
Oh, right. You just said the Barclays Center. Sorry.
And they put this Brooklyn Nets jersey
oh,
over
yeah,
him
they superimposed
on,
it
on the Jumbotron. And he looked like, if you watch the video of it, he looked over it. And then look at what Beyonce and Jay-Z are doing while it's happening. Mind you, they're playing a Jay-Z song.
Cracking the fuck up.
Dying laughing. Beyonce is giving you a hard
cackle. Beyonce's mouth is all the way open.
Like,
she is laughing. This is not polite. She's cracking
dead.
Up.
She probably texted Blue, like, girl, turn it to TNT. We dragging
him. Turn it on right now. Oh, that's cute. Whatever.
Anyway, so.
I'm sure Drake wasn't mad about that.
At all. They're, whatever. So rich and fun. So moving forward to. There's so much nonsense going on. Let's talk about Willow Smith.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't.
I don't.
Okay, mm-hmm. let's get through it.
Willow Smith was photographed in bed. I can't tell how much clothing she has on
because
I'm not sure if she's like being covered by a blanket or if she. I think she has on a top. Yeah, she looks like she's fully clothed. I can't really tell. It's a black and white photo.
She looks fully clothed to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is. Either way, she's laying in bed with this guy named, I don't know how to pronounce it, I think it's Moises. He was on this Hannah Montana show.
Oh, okay.
And I had no idea that he's as old as he is, because I feel like on that show he was like 6, but apparently he's 20 now. So, wow. Whatever. Willow is 13. And the young man from the cartoon, I mean the Disney show, whatever, the child's program, is shirtless. And it's just giving you like very, I don't need bed piece. Like, what are y'all doing?
Come on, bed piece.
It's just, I don't really know what it's about. But apparently, like, one of their friends who was a photographer took it and put it up on his website or something. So it's supposed to be giving you like artsy fartsy.
Yeah. So when I saw the picture, I didn't think that it was sexual at all. I just thought it was two teenagers hanging out at somebody's house and they both happened to be in a bed.
Me too.
I didn't think that they were like getting ready for sex or being inappropriate or anything like that. Like, it just didn't even occur to me until I saw this outrage about it. And then I was like, wait, what? Like, hold on. To me, looking at the picture, it seemed completely innocent. It didn't seem sexual to me or that she was being inappropriate or crossing a line or that he was at all. But maybe.
It doesn't give me that either.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was.
Like, I mean, I get it, but it doesn't give me that at all.
And I don't think. I'm pretty sure Will. Wait, which boy?
I think this boy, Moises, whatever his name is. I think he's best friends with her brother or something like that, I've heard.
So he's friends with Jaden.
Yeah.
And I mean, clearly somebody else was in the room because somebody else took the picture. So
yeah, they're hanging out. I don't know. It didn't really.
It didn't strike me off top as something where you would be like, oh my God, my daughter, you know, is in bed with a 20-year-old. Like, if you say that, it sounds a lot different. Right. But then when you look at the picture, it's just literally two teenagers in a bed. Like, I just didn't see the controversy.
The photo also gives me, like, when they turned the camera off, somebody was smoking something. Now, whether that be a cigarette or a blunt, I feel like it could be one of those two things. But I feel this just gives me, like, smokage. Right. Like, just me. I don't know why.
High time.
Maybe it's because, like, they just look like they haven't bathed for a minute and they're sitting right by the window. Okay, I don't know. What?
Willow Smith.
I mean, like, for, like
no,
that day.
No, it's fine. I get it. But I feel like Will and Jada are maybe a little too unconventional for black people as far as the way they're raising their kids.
I think so.
Because, even though I look at it and I don't really see what the big deal is, if I was 13 and my mama had seen me even in the same room with a 20-year-old boy and we were both on the bed, like, she most definitely would have had a heart attack and
absolutely.
Flipped the fuck out. So, although I'm looking at it and I don't see the big ass deal, I also do understand, like, from a parent's point of view, I get it, because my mama would have had a conniption.
Sure enough.
Been like, who the fuck is this in the bed with my child? Like, it would have been bad for you, especially if my daddy saw it. Let's not even
talk.
Like, you would have been in the backyard.
Right.
Like, under the ground. Mm-hmm. So, but Will and Jada are very, our kids are free spirits and we don't harness that. So,
but you know something? Their kids don't give me like bad or out of control. They give me weird.
No, but they do also give you association with the Kardashian Jenners. And so, you know, it's like they seem like good enough kids, but then also you're friends with those sad reality TV. We just can't with those people over there. So I don't know. They'll probably be fine. Watch Willow grow up and save the
fucking
world.
I mean, the worst that, like, they Willow will pop up on news because, like, oh my God, Willow has a tongue ring that turns out to be fake. Like, she's like, she just doesn't seem like a bad child.
I'm not one to criticize parenting unless your kids are bad. Like,
right.
I don't have anything to say about, you know, if you let your baby walk around fucking IKEA or whatever with a big ass bag of gummy worms. As long as your kid is shutting the fuck up and not breaking shit, then whatever. You let your baby eat McDonald's and whatever, drink Pepsi, whatever the fuck you want. But as soon as your kid starts acting an ass, that's where I'm like, okay, who is in charge of this one? Right.
Right.
So as long as them kids ain't running around acting an ass, being all Justin Bieberish, then who cares?
Yeah,
like,
who gives a shit?
Maybe more of us should let our kids be free. Never mind.
No, yeah.
Could not even get that all the way out.
I was waiting on it.
But whatever, let them kids fuck up before we sit there and crucify them and their parents, I guess.
They're just being young and rich.
Young and black
and
different.
Hipsterish.
Wouldn't
for
you?
Instagram.
I mean, she's Willow Smith. She's rich as every fuck. She has this amazing environment where her parents encourage her to grow into herself and be herself. Like, I actually think that would be amazing. Like, if I had grown up with my mother saying, oh, you know, just whatever you feel, my parents just being like, go with the flow, I don't even know how I would have turned out. What it would have been different. So maybe it's dope. Maybe it works for them. No structure and shit.
The Dream has been arrested and charged for attacking his baby's mother, Lydia Nam.
We're having problems with these name pronunciations today.
It's not my fault.
No, it's not.
But I try my best. I give an honest effort.
I didn't know he had another baby mama. Girl. Oh, is this before or after?
Because, I mean, well, he's got a baby with her. He's got a baby with Nivea. And he's got a baby with Christina Milian.
Damn. So Nivea got kids by the Dream.
And those are the three that I know about. Like, I don't know if there are more, but I know that he's got kids with these three.
Okay.
And I think he's got more. I don't know if he's got more than one child.
Isn't Lil Wayne Nivea's baby daddy, too?
Mm-hmm.
Nivea.
Made the right choices, listen, sweet bitch. Because let me tell
I'm
you something.
I'm not mad.
You ain't got to meet her in the McDonald's parking lot no
at
more.
All.
Because mama
never.
Said, look.
Nivea said, you niggas might think I'm lotion. And maybe the only song you know is from me sitting on top of a washer with R. Kelly in the laundromat.
That's fine.
But God damn it, bitch, I'm going to collect these steady checks forever. Like, I'm not mad at all. What?
And I've met Nivea and she's so fun.
Good. I'm glad for her. I've seen her in pictures and people clown her or whatever if they don't like her hair or whatever else. But I'm
she's
looking at the bigger picture
hair.
And... You
remember
know,
when she had that widow's peak? Like that intentional widow's peak? And like, it
no.
was like, it was so, I know I'm not making that up. I'll
I mean, she
it.
Maybe doesn't have, you know, the career that some of these girls have or whatever else, but she clearly she made the right decision
songs.
When it came to fucking because.
Complicated? That is my
okay.
Anyway, why are we talking? Okay.
You know better than
about
I do.
Nivea. Yeah, The Dream, well, I think he turned himself in because apparently Lydia claims that he punch kicked and strangled her. While she was 6 months pregnant last April. Gag is, she didn't say anything to the police until November, 7 months later.
Okay.
So,
that's
of course, The Dream and his people are saying that it's not true.
I mean, while you were 6 months pregnant, he did all this? You didn't go to the doctor? Wouldn't the doctor have records? I would think, far be it for me to accuse this woman of lying, because I'm not. But I would think if you were 6 months pregnant and your boyfriend beat your ass, you would go to the hospital or to your doctor and get checked out. So I assume there's proof of this somewhere, you know.
There's gotta be.
That she wouldn't just be pressing charges and have nothing to back it up. Like, we'll see. But that's a mess. Didn't Christina Milian say he was, maybe it was just that he cheated on her. Like, blatantly, in the ocean with that girl. Remember them pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he was caught with that girl who wasn't even cute. She was actually kind of busted.
She kind of was.
We were like, you cheating on Christina Milian
with
that?
What?
It's like, nigga, what? Like, you just don't get... And they were just out in the ocean, like...
Just having a grand time.
Like, just fancy free, nigga. Like, just me and my white girl.
Snorkeling.
Just out here having a grand old day at the beach.
Shooting the shit.
Like, you ain't got a wife or fiance or whatever at home. And that adorable little baby, Violet.
So cute.
That little girl is so cute.
But Christina Milian is fine as shit. She got
is.
A baby by this rich ass nigga. She can go do whatever the fuck
that's
she wants.
That's true.
To,
yeah. She didn't get her beats. You know, she didn't get her album, which is the only reason I can think of to fuck The Dream. So I do feel bad for her for that. But at least you have a rich baby daddy.
And he said, like, on The Breakfast Club or something, like... Like, he's, like, basically, if you've ever watched a Dream interview or go watch one of his interviews on The Breakfast Club, that nigga is, like, he knows that he is a hit maker.
Right.
Because you can't tell him shit.
Well.
And he was like, you know, I wish her the best, but I'm not helping her. Like, he
right.
said things like, and I mean, I get it. I wouldn't either. But, like.
No, an album worth of The Dream beats? Nigga, please.
Excuse
Girl,
me.
Girl, it's not in your budget. Who do you think you are?
If The Dream and Tricky are working together, do they still? I don't know. Whatever. All I know is The Dream has written, what, Single Ladies?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Umbrella.
The Single Ladies checks alone. But bitch, Umbrella too.
I don't even know what's longer.
For like 4 months.
Like
Umbrella was every. Umbrella is actually the first song where I was like, I think I like this Rihanna girl. Because before then I was like, oh, I could take her or leave her. But Umbrella was everything.
If Candy could still be cashing checks from No Scrubs.
And she will.
And
forever.
She will. Forever. Can you imagine what's. I just want one Single Ladies. Just let me write one Single
just let
Ladies.
Let me write one. I just want to write one.
One I just song.
I just want to write one. Like, I'm not even being greedy about this.
I'm not.
Fucking Adele is still on the Billboard charts. It's been like 170 weeks. 21 is still, I think it's like number 71.
She's 25.
Gucci, another album is coming out, and this one is still on the goddamn charts. Bitch, when will it die? I just...
Unprecedented.
None of you are touching Adele. Kiss her ass. Like, bitch, I'm me. What? You can't tell me shit.
I cannot wait to hear her album.
Me either. I wish she would let us... I think we've seen zero pictures of her baby. I would love to see maybe... Can you imagine if Beyonce had a baby and then went hiding like that for like 3 years? Please.
Isn't Adele like five now? Bitch, where have you been?
Adele's up, right? He got to be a cute like seven. No, I'm bullshitting. That baby's probably two or three, but still. I'm excited for her. But yes, that album.
She's
still
getting ready to slay.
Last year, we were talking about this album still being on Billboard, and I went out and got it and put it on Instagram just to prove that I did, and it's still relevant a whole fucking year later. Like, I'm sorry, just get into 21 and what it has done, because it is just crazy. Oh, but this girl, what's her name?
Lydia?
Whatever,
girl, I wish you the best, and I hope
I do
that,
too.
You know,
I hope it's,
worked
I hope
out.
It, yeah, that's
Dream has been
up.
Booked on felony charges of assault and strangulation.
Jesus.
And three misdemeanor charges of assault, reckless endangerment, and child endangerment.
That makes me think
he remains in custody. I didn't read that part.
Yeah, that's what makes me think that she has like solid proof or evidence, because I don't think they just file federal charges against you without a pretty good idea that you did it. Or maybe, you know, that they have some evidence that makes them think you did it. One or the other. So
Let's move on to the next fuckboy in the
okay. Is that where we're doing now? We're on our fuckboy
I feel like
tangent.
The last few stories are
okay.
About
well, I'm just going to get my mind ready.
I won't necessarily say that these are fuckboys, but these are fuckboyisms, and I'll explain why. Let's talk about Columbus Short.
Could it have possibly gotten worse for Columbus Short?
Very.
After getting fired from Scandal?
So. So if you haven't heard, Columbus Short is in this whole blow up with his wife, who I guess has filed for divorce and claimed that Columbus fought her in their home in California and held a knife to her throat and threatened to kill the both of them and all of that. So
wow.
Through all of that being on the news and up on the TMZs,
I don't think I knew about the part of holding the knife to her throat.
Oh,
I
yeah,
don't think I knew about that.
That's
wow,
part of the story.
That is crazy.
So he's been fired from Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no one ever actually has said fired, but I mean, it's shown
that he put out his statement saying that he will not be returning to Scandal, so
he was fired.
Yes.
And we all saw Harrison's fate. And I was really hoping, because, you know, I've been a champion for Harrison and Columbus Short for quite some time. But this nigga, there was something. Because, you know, when I first heard it, when I first heard about this, the first time I heard about this was after the Scandal season finale. Mm. Like, no, Harrison is not dead. He's coming back. And everybody was in my mentions like, probably not, girl.
Nope.
Google him. Wait, what?
Like, do not get your hopes up.
So I looked it up, and that's when I was like, oh, yeah, this nigga's dead. So outside from that, you know, I really had hoped that it was, you know, not true and that, you know, he was implying that it
wasn't
true.
Or that it was blown out of proportion.
Right, that, you know. So, I mean, aside from that, then,
okay.
He also, like, there's more. So there's something wrong in his life. I don't know if the nigga is stressed out. I don't know, you know, maybe he needs more fiber in his diet. I don't know what his problem is. But, like, there was some other story about him. Like, I think he was on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and I think he called Tom nigga.
What?
Right. I don't know if, like, don't quote me on this. Right. Don't quote me on this. So, I don't know if he was, like, I'm sure he was saying it, like, my nigga sort of way.
But
it's Tom Joyner.
Bruh.
That's not the audience.
No,
that's not the read.
That's, like, the grown-ups. You can say nigga on this show.
My mama listens to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yeah, don't say nigga on the Tom. No. That's,
so he ended
that's
up
adults
having,
who take cruises.
He had to.
It just is.
I'm sorry. Anyway, yes, when he had to apologize for that.
Okay.
And then he got into a bar fight with some guy recently and fucked this dude. Those are graphic photos. Mm. Beat some dude's ass somewhere.
Jesus.
And the guy had to get, or is expecting to get surgery.
What? Bruh.
To repair quote-unquote facial fractures. And oh so he's suing Columbus for several $100,000.
I was going to say, I'm surprised medical expenses
and pain and suffering and so on. Oh. And Columbus is claiming, or he's pleading poverty.
Oh, is he?
Because he says, oh, well, you know, I just got fired from Scandal and checks aren't going to be the same or whatever, I guess. Right. And Mama, whose ass he whooped, said, that has nothing to do with me.
I know, that's right.
And
you better, bitch better have my money.
Yeah, apparently that lawsuit is coming. I mean,
you can't just whip people's asses.
Can't just do it.
You just can't. Like,
and then that's not even the end of it. Then he was
how, Sway? How?
There's some video of the wife beating up like one of his female friends, because I guess like the night of the alleged fight, he must have invited one of his female friends over to, I guess, maybe help him get his stuff or something. And once Mama saw this girl, she went crazy. And there's video of Columbus recording his wife basically beating up and spitting on this woman. Let me tell you something. I understand that you're upset, sweetheart. What you will never do,
never,
is spit on me.
Never. Not one day in your that sorry will ass be life.
The cold end of your story.
Bitch, when I tell you I will whip your ass all across Manhattan.
Hands are one thing, feet are another. You put some saliva on me, bitch. Anyway.
Yeah. You're going to have to remove me because what?
I think that was in an attempt to show that, I don't know, his wife is violent or something. And she did allegedly tweet something like, I don't know why I do the things that I do, but I'm going to end this man, mission accomplished, something like that, really petty. So I don't know who's lying or whatever, but even if there's something wrong with his wife, there is clearly something wrong with you too.
Right.
Because why you would even invite that woman over there where you know that your wife is upset or whatever,
right,
and then you are recording this girl getting her ass whooped.
Why didn't you stop and break it up? Right. Why are you such a nigga? Like,
and then when he leaves, you going to tell her, is she okay? What? You ask, what?
What do you mean? What are you asking right now?
You didn't even say stop.
Is she okay?
You didn't,
nigga,
even plead,
you didn't care
for her to
when
stop.
She was getting her ass. Like, you didn't care when the ass whooping was going on. Why are you asking these questions now? Columbus Short, that's too bad, because I used to think he was just like so cute and such a sweet guy. And I mean,
ever
clearly
since
acting,
he was acting part of Boys in Motion, I felt an attachment to him.
Come in, okay.
Spiritually.
I'm just gonna get on my phone.
Boys, we are the Boys in Motion.
I knew it.
We give you our devotion, boys.
Bitch, are you going crazy?
Anyway, so ever since then, and then into Stomp the Yard, you know.
Yeah, I just,
so
I liked him, but this is so, like, it's layers and layers of and layers
of
bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I just, this is
one last story. Good luck, Harrison.
No.
One
no,
last story.
No, nigga.
So I was on, you know, my vacation, as we've mentioned before, and mm-hmm. I really didn't get on social media that much. I mean, I was on Instagram a bit, but I really tried to stay away from Twitter. But I know that I logged on there one morning and I saw everybody talking about some shit with Floyd Mayweather, and I logged immediately off, like right back off.
Mm.
It was only until today that I figured out what the hell was going on, because I wasn't going to let all those dramatics get in the way.
The fact that I actually forgot about this shit. Like, I literally forgot about this story.
Apparently, Floyd Mayweather's ex, I don't know if it's wife or girlfriend or what. I'll just say ex-lover.
I'm pretty sure fiance.
Okay, ex-fiance, who's named Miss Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, okay.
Why not?
He posted some story about how he broke it off with her because she secretly had an abortion with some twins she was pregnant with by Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he even went as far as like posting like documents to prove that she really did have this abortion.
Right.
And so I think it was all like a reaction to her dating, because now she's dating Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
Who was just in the news over some shit with my girl Tay and Ashanti. And then there's some bullshit about Teyana Taylor being mad.
I was gonna say,
why don't you all leave us out of it? Like, just don't. Leave us alone.
I've heard this whole crazy twisted love story with Nelly and Ashanti and Tiana Taylor and Tay Heckert and some other, and I'm just like, why is this, first of all, why is this growing? Like, the scandal of you people and your sex lives continues to grow. Do none of you date outside of the, like, entertainment race? Why is everybody so connected? Like, it's just like shared.
There's got to be like a celebrity community dating pool, right? That your agent just dips in and is like, hey girl, how about this?
Like, ew. Like, I don't even, first of all, I don't really care about any of you, but secondly,
listen,
nasty.
I love Tay. I just saw my girl Tay in Miami. I love her down.
Okay.
So she's the one I champion for.
I know Tiana Taylor was on the Breakfast Club today talking about,
she talked Tay about that shit for a smooth 20 minutes.
Yeah, she did.
Sweetheart, listen, and I don't have no beef with Tiana because she's very talented and pretty, and it seems like she's actually going to finally release an album for once.
So that is what she does.
Okay. Yes, and apparently she said, oh, she also, I don't know, has her own line of hair or some shoes. Mm. I know that she did have some, like, Adidas or something. Like,
I know
shoes.
She always and looks nice on Instagram.
You. She's pretty.
Yeah, she's a nice body. Great
but
body.
But she's also super young, and I think that she dated, what is this nigga's name?
Whoever that is.
Brandon Jennings.
Pleasure
she
NBA.
Dated him for, like, a while, and apparently they were engaged or something, and I think that she lost her virginity or something to him. Which, why do we know that?
Why? But now he dates Tay Heckert.
Now he's dating Tay. So
apparently they were friends, Tiana and this girl, and they just, I'm just like, oh God.
The thing that annoyed me about that, which is like, I totally understand why you would be in your feelings about that, especially if it's somebody that was your first everything and whatever, you know, all the emotions behind that. You know, put that into your songwriting. But what annoyed me was that she kept saying, my beef is with Tay. I only have a problem with Tay. Anything that my ex-fiance does doesn't really surprise me. A nigga's gonna be a nigga. Yeah, because y'all keep letting them be niggas.
Right. That's not... That
you never hold these niggas accountable for... Like, if you felt away because she was your friend and she's now dating your ex, I get it. But why are you not acknowledging the fact that this nigga is dating your friend? Right. Like, he knew y'all was friends too. Why are you talking about you have
like
a problem
be
with
more
her?
Mad at your fiance than
your
you are right than you are at this at
Which,
your friend.
I didn't even know that it hasn't been 6 years since they were together.
I do not claim to know
all
the
know
details
is,
of Tiana Taylor's sex life. I just know she went on the Breakfast Club.
But she doesn't seem to be too mad at Rihanna anymore.
I don't,
even though Rihanna dragged her ass.
And that's why she's not too mad at Rihanna
miles.
Anymore. Because if you say Rihanna's name, she is going to get on the internet and clown the dog shit out of you. And the Rihanna Navy is going to come in your mentions, bitch, for 3 weeks. And what are you going to do but sit there and take it? Because they don't die. So you better shut the fuck up about Rihanna. Because that goddamn Navy is ruthless. She ain't going
Beyonce,
down that road again.
You know, she said that Beyonce gives her great advice and... They have long conversations, which I thought was cool. I didn't know that she helped choreograph Ring the Alarm.
Oh, did she?
When she was 15.
Okay.
I like Tiana Taylor. I just don't care about any of this that you're talking about.
Right, exactly. I
don't care.
Nothing against her, but this whole love triangle with Nelly and Brandon and Tay and Ashanti and a whole other list of people.
And now Floyd Mayweather and Miss Jackson and fucking...
And back to fucking Floyd Mayweather and his ex-fiance, who is now, I guess, dating Nelly, and this whole abortion thing.
So... Well, that caused some waves.
It did.
A lot of people were very upset about it because they just felt like, why is it something that you would put on the internet? Which, totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, girl, please don't assume that because you are in your feelings and you're famous that we give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me speaking for myself.
Yes,
I don't care about any of the ins and outs of Floyd Mayweather's relationship. I didn't care about his in and outs with Chili.
No.
So I don't care about Miss Jackson.
I don't
even know who she is.
I pay no attention to Floyd Mayweather unless boxing is on. And then I will watch for a while. And then when it's off, I go back to not thinking about
and
him.
And even then, I can just watch the match and I'm done. This nigga's gonna win and we're finished. I don't even need to watch the whole thing because this nigga wanted to bring out fucking Justin Bieber and Jason Derulo.
Oh my God, that was
and
such
Mambo
a mess.
Number 5. Them fucking niggas. He wanted to bring out the Baja Man and all this. Like, I don't have time
right,
for that.
Stop this. But that whole, first of all, I didn't see these so-called documents, and I'm wondering what he posted, because if you think you just go to the abortion clinic and walk out with a receipt like it's Target, that's not how it works. So did he, I want to know what he found of hers, or like what kind of proof that he put up on the internet, because apparently it was deleted like almost as soon as it was uploaded, and so I don't even really know what it is.
Well, according to this, he posted a photo of the sonogram and the abortion papers dated December 26th.
Jesus.
Like, why? For what? Why? Because she ain't going to
like
go
her
to
discharge
no more?
Papers from the clinic? Like, oh, you, because they do give you those.
Class E.
Wow.
You are a class act, sweetness.
I mean, and you're mad because she moved on? Like, nigga, grow up. Is she not allowed to break up with you and go on and
he
date other people?
He posted a picture of her on Instagram, like a throwback Thursday photo of her that said, before all the plastic surgery I had to pay for, I'm an Indian giver. I want my money back. I just want for us to take this time to acknowledge the fact that men should not be allowed to say that shit like this is feminine, or that this is like, or women are just petty,
right,
or whatever.
Women are messy. Because
niggas,
women are emotional,
are just as messy, emotional, and petty as women, if not more.
Look at this bullshit.
This
Who
is so dumb.
This? Like, nigga, you really have to grow the fuck up. This is some high school shit. Like,
we don't care. And you just made, what, $32 million from this damn boxing match?
Why don't you post some pictures of all the women whose asses you've beat? Why don't you do that? Why don't you, since you like to upload things, since you want to throw back Thursday, bitch, why don't you show some of the shit you've done? Like, I honestly don't even blame this girl for having an abortion, because look who she was pregnant by. Like, nigga, you clearly ain't shit. Like, I feel like she made the right decision, because you ain't worth a goddamn thing. Who wants to have kids by somebody who's gonna turn around and act a complete fucking child and whoop your ass and then throw tantrums and shit on the internet and act like a bitch?
I
don't care how much money you have. I really don't give a fuck how much money you have. If I don't want to have your baby, I just won't. You can kiss my ass.
I'm all for pro-choice. I personally would not contribute to an abortion. I would never suggest it, just because it's not something that I think that I would do. But I also believe that, you know.
I'm sorry. It just, you said it's not something you would do, but you don't, like, have a uterus. So.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if I were a woman.
Right. No, I
and
get
I
it.
Were to get
it
pregnant.
Just tickled me.
I don't think that I could do it. Or if I were a straight man and I had, like, an accidental pregnancy.
Or if you got
happen.
Drunk at Sweet Heat and had sex with one of them studs.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying, since you were booed up.
You're mad because you weren't.
Maybe
and
I am.
And you could have been, bitch, but you decided that you wanted to stay
no,
up here.
Because
and
I,
then it has nothing to do with me, sweetheart.
You just want to argue with me about this, but I promise
you. Started
you,
it.
No, I'm just saying, if I would have went down there, is no way in hell them girls would have came up to me. Anyway, back to Floyd Mayweather and his trifling ass.
So, yeah, I say, you know what, if that's something that she wanted to do, I don't know enough about this, and I don't care at all about it. She seems to be happy with Mo, or whatever this nigga calls himself.
Nelly, right.
And
does he really call himself Mo?
I think that this is whatever his nickname or something, or his album title. Who cares? Who cares? I don't care. Anyway, she's happy, and she says that he's so fun, and she's happy with him, and, you know, 50 Cent posted some shady memes with Floyd Mayweather crying, because apparently they don't like each other.
Oh, they don't get... Oh, right. Know? Oh, I think I heard about that.
And whatever. It's
oh,
so
God.
Stupid. Like, what... Or at least, like, send this shit to your friends. Like, if you're going to be petty in private.
Right.
Why would, like...
Exactly. Be petty in iMessage like everybody else.
Everyone else.
That's what the rest of us do.
Get on GChat and be petty. Why do you have to Instagram
every day.
It?
Like, every day we use private... forms of communication to be shady and petty with our friends. We don't put it on the internet, because that's not what decent people do. And I'm really tired of all these stories about violence against women. And then it's like every time we hear about it, it's like almost immediately it's old news or nobody cares anymore, because that's how often it happens. We literally just had
that's true.
Three stories about famous black men whipping women's asses or being abusive or derogatory towards women. Like literally three in a row. And it's just like, it's like school shootings at this point. Nobody really gives a shit. It's terrible.
Wow. Great way to end.
Yeah, on that super chipper notes.
This this portion of the program.
That was the Hot Topics.
And let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey guys, do not forget that we are still sponsored by the great people at Squarespace, which is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com/theread and enter offer code FURY, F-U-R-Y, at checkout. A better web starts with your website. Yes, we use Squarespace. for thisisthree.com.
Yes, we do. And it is so super simple for us to use. They've got drag and drop design and 24/7 support through live chat and email. The support agents are located in NYC and Dublin, so that's fun and interesting. The plans start at $8 a month, and they include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. It's simple and easy. There are beautiful designs. You can have a commerce section, so an online store for you to sell your own goods and services if you'd like to do that. You can start a trial with no credit card required. All you have to do is go to squarespace.com/thereed and use offer code FURY, F-U-R-Y, to get that amazing free trial and 10% off.
That's right. Squarespace.com/thereed, offer code FURY. Check it out. Have a great time. I know a lot of you are building websites and blogs and things like that, so go have fun. And let's continue the show. Okay, so we're back and it's time for letters.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
I loved it. Thanks so much. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And we're starting this week with an update from Mimi.
Fast?
No. Okay. So, Mimi said, I sent in a question last week about my relationship with my father and his illegitimate child. Remember that? We got all that feedback about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they were mad about that.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that my decision to cut all ties with my father didn't seem irrational because everyone around me had me believing it was. Most of the time, you need a third-party perspective to get the truth. It really struck a chord with me when Crystal said maybe my mom was lonely. My mom and I have come to the mutual understanding that we have different perspectives of this situation, and we have stopped trying to force each other into our own beliefs. No, we haven't had any arguments since, and the fact that she bought my sister and I front row on the run tickets might play a factor in that.
Bitch! Mama!
Okay! I would not argue with my mama either. Front row to $1,700, please. Bitch, good night. What? I would've... Anyway.
Your mother slays.
Let me continue.
She deserves better.
As for my dad, I'm sticking with my decision to cut him off. Not to punish him, but to take care of myself. You have to cut toxic people out of your life no matter who they are. My sister and I are still building a relationship with our new brother and have helped him and his mom out of the homeless shelter and into an apartment.
That is really awesome.
Y'all are really just angels of God because...
And so much sweet. Better than
yes,
me.
Can you're just way better than we are as people because I guarantee you we would not have been... anywhere near that kind-hearted. So I'm so glad that you are a better person than we are and that you are getting to know your little brother and helping him and his mom into a new place. Like, I think that's really great.
And honestly, I don't think that you should feel any kind of way by cutting off your dad. Like I said before, sometimes you just have to do for yourself. And
yeah.
Stress and anxiety will kill you, girl.
And she mentioned that, like, you can't just have toxic people in your life just because they're family. Like, if somebody is really not good for you, you have to get the fuck away, period. It doesn't matter who they are. So thanks so much for sending in your update, Mimi. And let's move on. I'm so mad that we talked about abortions because we have a question that has to do with abortions, but I'll start with a different one because maybe we just don't even want to get there. This is from Sylvia and it says, I'm a teacher and this is Teacher Appreciation Week. I've heard you both discuss the terrible teachers you've had from the past, and I would like to know if there were any good teachers back then. Did either of you have a teacher who pushed you to accomplish something or just made you feel like the world was yours? Or maybe you had a teacher who was just very cool and personable.
I had a few. Let's see. My fourth grade teacher was Miss Walker. And I feel like Miss Walker was from the Caribbean because she and my mom got along really well. And she was like, she was tough, but she wasn't like a mean, tough teacher.
Right.
So she was really cool. And a lot of times I would be like really lazy in class because the work was too easy. And I would just be like, girl, I'm not doing this. And she would be like, listen, get up and let's do this or challenge me. That was cool. I had a teacher in middle school named Mr. Perkins. He taught, social studies.
Yeah.
And I had him like 2 years in a row and he was like the best teacher. He was so fun. He showed us inappropriate movies though. Like he would play like Braveheart.
Oh, okay.
He would play like historical.
I thought you was gonna say Don't Be a Menace to South Central while
no
in the hood.
No, but there was one time that he played the What's Your Fantasy remix for us in
okay
class.
I mean, that's a good song at least.
It was requested and he was just cool as shit, and so he played it. And I remember when Foxy Brown said you can lick my ass, my clit, I remember him saying like, Jesus, why do y'all listen to this? Like he was so, but he was cool.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think I would say I had a teacher in high school by the name of Miss Parker. She taught English. Mm-hmm. And she was so fake strict. She was so cool and so nice. And we all knew her husband's name. So we would come in and talk about it and just be like really stupid and petty and annoying. But she was just fun. Like, right. She would be like, Craig, sit down and shut your mouth. Like, she would just be like, so fun. She reminded me of like Phaedra Parks.
Oh, okay.
How about you? I had loads of really cool teachers.
Yeah, I had a few. In elementary school, I had one, Miss Lily, who was the first teacher who was like, I'm not going to let you just bullshit in my class and just get away with things. Because, I mean, not that elementary school is hard, but I just had a very easy time. And I would just get done with work and then sit there and poke other kids. Like, what are you doing? Aren't you done yet? Hurry up. Let's do things. Talk with me. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I would just be kind of like a little brat. Mm. And so she was the first teacher to really push me and give me extra work and be like, I know you can do better and be better. Middle school was pretty much a crapshoot. That was a terrible time for me. But then in high school, I had so many amazing teachers. I had my first black male English teacher, Mr. Williams, who was very, very strict. He had like a reputation of being one of the hardest teachers in the school. But I also learned so much from him that I'll never forget. He was my first introduction to a lot of Shakespeare and gave me like really a love for some of the older literature. So I've had so many great teachers, but really my parents are teachers. And so my mom,
I was going to mention,
is a speech pathologist and has been my whole life for like 35 years. So even longer than me, even longer than I've been alive. And so, right. She taught us, I mean, you know, American Sign Language, which I don't still use at all. But, and then my dad is a professor of geek shit. And so.
Oh, classy.
When he calls me, I'm just like, really? Who can, did I show you that text message from his final, like right after Nelson Mandela died right around finals last semester, and my dad rewrote his sociology final for the kids to talk about like Nelson Mandela's impact on the world, but it was these very specific geek questions, and I was just like, Daddy, what is this? Like, I don't, like, I feel so bad for these kids because they're certainly, like, who can pass this? But my parents are teachers, like I said, and they have been, you know, the biggest influence in my life, obviously, and I just love them very much. So we have a lot of love for teachers here. I feel like all of you are dreadfully underpaid.
My grandmother is a teacher and has taught, like, when I think she taught my dad. So
That's dope.
She had me writing 5-paragraph essays when I was like 2 or 3. Like, she was not playing.
Oh yeah.
Like, even in the summer, she was like, so we're still having classwork. That's, you know, she was very strict, but it paid off because I feel like without that, I don't know. I just always really loved books and learning anyway. Yeah. But with her. And then, you know, my aunt's teachers. I have so many teachers in my family, but I also want to say shout out to Miss Fox, who was my broadcasting teacher in high school. And she's the one who let me, because they were only going to let us do like sports news and like school sports news and then actual school news. And I said, I don't care about this school or sports. So can I talk about entertainment news instead? And she said, sure. And she let me do it. And I kind of feel like that is what inspired me to do, like, to start a blog and become Kid Fury, whoever that is. And here we are now. So, hey, girl, Miss Fox, I owe you a bottle of Hennessy.
Dr. Simcoe and Dr. Gromberg, I went to Booker T in Tulsa, so people who went there know those names. They just really, like, put a love of poetry and literature and writing in my spirit that still is here today. And Mrs. Dunges, who was not only a great English teacher, but was also my improv coach, was just fantastic. So I took her for both of those. And I know I've had a lot of great teachers, especially in high school. Almost all of my teachers were just phenomenal. And I'm just so grateful for all of you who go out there and do this amazing work for basically pennies, because I don't know how y'all do it.
That's really,
I did
ridiculous.
My student teaching and I was like, I'll kill one of these kids. I can't. I don't know how my parents. I don't know. Because what? I did my student teaching at a high school and I truly, truly wanted to put my foot up them kids' asses. They bad. So my hat's off to all of you. We appreciate your work more than you'll ever know, because
couldn't be me.
God knows it could not be me. Let's move on. Our next letter is from PJ and it says, hey, Kiffy and Crystal, I'm in a fucked up situation. I've had a 3-month fling and she is now 4 weeks pregnant. We're not together and don't plan on being together.
3-month fling.
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks pregnant.
Right. Which means you two didn't even really try. You just didn't even try.
We went for it.
Anyway, we're not together and don't plan on being together.
Oh.
And she wants an abortion because she doesn't want children ever in life and feels that it will stop her career goals.
What?
I am morally against abortions and told her that she doesn't have to be in our child's life and I wouldn't have any problems being a single parent. I know you guys get this question all the time, but it's always reversed with some fuckboy not manning up to his responsibilities. What should a guy like myself do who is very happy about having his first child to a mother who doesn't want children?
Damn.
Well, that is interesting.
It is. Because you can't, like... Again, I'm all pro-choice, mm-hmm. and I feel like a woman should be able to make whatever decision she wants to with her body, and even including abortion. But, like, I kind of want her to just carry it and give it to him.
Yeah,
if you don't want to be saying. A mom, it's just like it would just be like giving your child up for adoption, or like, you know, when parents, you know, mm-hmm. I mean. Couples who can't have children go, it would just be like that, except you're giving the child to his or her daddy.
Right. I get that.
I want her to do it.
But it's also a lot to ask somebody who doesn't want to have kids to deal with all of the physical issues that come along with being pregnant.
Because she has to carry
it's
her.
Not just, right, it's not just a matter of, if she could remove her uterus and give it to you so you could grow the baby, I'm sure she would. But, you know, that's a lot of physical changes you're asking her to go through. That's a lot of... I can't even imagine what that does to you mentally. And then who's to say that she is going to just give birth to the baby and give it to you? She doesn't have to do that. Like,
right.
Women change their minds about that all the time. Who knows? Like, this is a complicated story because you're in the position where you really want this baby, but you also can't, it's out of your control whether you have it. What I would do.
Did you just want a baby?
I mean, clearly you did. If you busting off in girls that you don't even go with, then clearly.
2 months in?
2 months. You just really wanted a baby.
Giving very much. I don't want her. She don't want me. Right. But I do want the baby. So it's you pretty clearly.
But it seems like if
dad.
You wanted to have a baby, there's more than enough girls out there who would. Like, I don't know why you didn't have this conversation beforehand. Like, I don't understand. Are y'all not talking to people about.
Unless I'm assuming.
But are y'all not talking to your sexual partners about. STDs, condoms, what are we going to do if we get pregnant? Like, I feel like these are conversations that people should be having before they have sex. That just seems like it's the adult thing to do, to talk right. about, you know, what are we going to do if one of the consequences of sex happens? So I would definitely go to her and be completely honest with her about it. Tell her, you know, this is something that I really want. And obviously I can't force you one way or the other, but I really want this baby. Like, I think you need to make it very clear to her that this is something you really want to happen. But
doesn't have to get in the way of your career.
There's no way that this is not going to get in. She's right about that. I don't know what her career is exactly, but at a certain point, you're going to be on. You're going to go on maternity leave.
Email us back. I'm interested in what her career is exactly.
Yeah,
because she didn't say she don't want to have kids now. She said she doesn't ever want to have kids.
Yeah. She says having kids, and honestly, it's true.
What is
when
she,
women
a stunt
have
woman?
Kids, they just are not promoted as often and they're not taken as seriously. And people automatically assume that women in higher positions who have children, that they're going to have to take time away for kids, even though nobody assumes that of men. Like, even though most of these men in high powered positions are parents too, nobody just automatically assumes that the man is going to miss so much work because of his child. But it's true that women are, they're already paid less. She's going to have fewer opportunities for advancement. Like, all of this is a valid concern. It's just, it's a fucked up situation because usually it's the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
So now that it's like, you really want this baby, but you can't, it's out of your control whether you have it. This is, I don't know why y'all aren't having these conversations with people. You could avoid all this by talking to people that you're sleeping with before you sleep with them. Why aren't y'all doing that? What's hard about that?
Okay.
What can you do?
I don't really know what to tell you aside from, like Crystal said.
I do empathize with you, though, a lot. I do really feel bad for you because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I would feel really frustrated and kind of desperate and sad. Like, I would really be like, girl, what do I have to say to get through to you? Like, I'll sign anything you want. Like, maybe that'll make her feel better if you'll sign something now, you know, saying that the child will be legally your responsibility as soon as it's born or something. I don't know. See if she has some room to negotiate with you on it. But it's a tough situation. I don't really know. It's your hands are tied, really.
Right. Oh, well. So, well, not oh, well.
I was really going to ignore it, but
I didn't mean that.
PJ, email us back and let us know how the conversation with her goes. Do you want to do one more, or is it time for us to move
on? Let's move on.
Okay. So send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we'll be right back.
So, guys, do not forget that you can still head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and take advantage of the free extended trial. It's 2 weeks of free Hulu Plus and access to loads and loads of video content, including some of our favorite shows like The Mindy Project, which I'm still finishing up.
Yes.
But it's still really funny. Community is on there. You can watch the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Blacklist. Loads of really great shows that are current, and they go up the day after they air, so go check it out.
Yes, Hulu Plus also has tons of shows that have old seasons, so you can go back and binge on some of your favorites. And, of course, you can watch Hulu Plus through so many different devices, obviously on your laptop. You can also use an Apple TV to hook it up and watch it on your TV, or use one of your gaming devices, like the Xbox One and my personal favorite, the Wii U.
Do not leave out my PlayStation 4.
Okay, and your classy-ass PlayStation 4.
That's right.
So head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Get that free two-week trial. We all know that TV and movies are everything. There's really no point to the entertainment industry without them. So head on over and check out your absolute favorites. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
That's right. Scandal's on break. So if you want to catch up, now's the time. And we're giving you all the free to do
it. We are.
Let's get back to the show.
Okay.
Okay, so let's wrap this up with a little reading.
Yes. Do you have a read this week?
I sure do.
Great. I can't wait to hear it. I'm so enthusiastic because I don't have one, so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be mine.
I always get nervous when you start talking slow. I'm like, here the fuck we go.
Yeah. So while I was in Miami for Sweet Heat, they had an event, which I was the most excited about.
Okay.
And the event was at King of Diamonds. And it was, what, do you have something?
No, I almost said something wildly inappropriate, but I will let you continue. No, because you said event and I was thinking like stud contests. Anyway, please.
Oh, well, they did have a ball.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So they had like stud, sexiest, sex siren, and
I'm so like I'm such a bird. I completely go up for that shit. I love it. I'm mad I didn't go now. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, the event was at King of Diamonds, which is like a world famous strip club. Drake goes in there and spends everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the famous people have gone in there and just thrown grenades of cash at these strippers. And obviously, me being from Miami, I know all about King of Diamonds or whatever. And the thing that made it extra special is that it was hosted by Uncle Luke.
Wow.
Come on.
Are you
like,
serious?
Can you think of anything greater?
No,
anyway,
I
was so excited and happy to say that I was not disappointed. Had the time of my fucking life at that party. I seriously questioned my sexuality. It was just a great time. Anyway, I posted a photo of one of the first dancers I saw, which is a girl by the name of Shawty Red. That's her stage name.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, I was entranced by the motions. And I've always just really liked the strip club. And I don't even like girls. I'm
obviously
not, like, sexually attracted to women.
Right.
But I think the female body is beautiful. And I've just, strip clubs are fun. Anyway, I posted this photo. And there was a comment from someone and a couple other people who said things like, this is why no one respects women. This is why gender will never have gender equality, because women degrade themselves by taking their clothes off and dancing on a pole and all this kind of stuff. Strip club hate is so lame. Get over it. Fucking get over it. First of all, I'd like to say that if we really want to get into it, the girl who's in that photo, I didn't see that bitch naked not one time. You want to know why? Because King of Diamonds, like a lot of other huge strip clubs, like the Magic Cities and places like that, they have this team called Flying Angels, which are the women who go up on these fucking three-story high poles and do splits on the ceilings.
Wow.
And motherfucking pirouettes and shit sideways on the pole. Like, they do. These girls are athletes. Do you understand?
Sound like
they are like, they're, let me find this
on their Cirque du Soleil shoes.
Like, they are in there performing. Now, when I tell you, A girl doing a stanky leg on the ceiling, which I'm surprised they even still do that, because one of them did end up falling not too long ago and having to be rushed to the hospital. They are talented. Now, not all of them are part of that team. Not all of them can do all of that stuff. Some of them are just, you know, the regular everyday strippers. But when I never even saw that woman naked, and I spent a decent grip on her alone. Like, I literally had to tap one of the girls from Sweet Heat and was like, her, bring her to VIP. Her, them two.
Bring her to me.
Bring her over here.
Yes.
Like, it's fun. Like, first of all, I've always thought that women have so much power in their bodies, and I find it very intriguing when I think about the strip club specifically, because, like, they really just go in there and swing around on a pole, titty might be out, ass pussy might be out, and they're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Now, are they getting paid for it by some really gross men a lot of times? Sure. But they don't have to do anything. If you're comfortable enough in your body to get naked in front of people and you want to go up on a pole and be spinning around like the fucking Tasmanian devil and collect some money, more money than most bitches are making in their bi-weekly checks, mama, that's on you. Because I'm coming to King of Diamonds. They're playing the greatest ratchet hits. The Lemon Pepper Wings are on and these girls are giving you a show. It's fun.
Right.
Now, granted, there are a lot of strip clubs where there is a lot of skeevy nonsense going on. You know, dicks do get sucked and things like that. I feel like, you know, there, you know, it happens in strip clubs, you know, and husbands go in there and be acting, yeah, you know, nasty, oh, whatever. Yeah. But let's not act like, mm-mm, bitches are not fucking sucking and swallowing at the regular clubs. Woo! Weekly, if not nightly, straight and gay. Let's not act like you ain't doing... So don't get mad at these girls. Thank you. So don't get mad at these girls who decide they want to get naked and twirl around on the pole and get paid for it when you sucking dick in the club for free.
Right. Come on now. Priorities all fucked up.
If you've never been to a strip club, don't judge it. Like, these, the girl who I posted, I believe she has like a bachelor's degree or something from University of Carolina or something. Like, they're not all of these sad girls who just met the end of their road and turned to stripping because they don't, you know, their daddies didn't love them and they're all hurt. Like, a lot of these girls outside of dancing do other things. They like maybe model. Some of them, you know, do like style of hair or whatever. Like, or they may be in school. Maybe a lot of them strip to pay their tuition whatever, and it is what it is. What I'm saying is, every time I go to a strip club, them girls don't look sad. They don't look like, oh my goodness, my life is over, please sir, I gotta go to school. It's not giving you Color Purple. Like, they perform, they're having fun, and I'm having fun, and we standing on the fucking couches and having a good time. I tried to jump on the pole one time, I was a little too nervous. You know, Uncle Luke was standing right there. Uncle Luke's the godfather. Yes, of this
I would rep. Not have been able to twerk in front of Luke.
I couldn't do no. it. I mean, I did a little thing. I didn't get on the pole.
Right.
But, you know, I did my shit. You
yeah.
know?
I know how you do.
You know. So, it was fun. I just, I find it really, like, lame and annoying when people judge strippers. Like, just because they're, you know, get naked or whatever and you feel any kind of way about maybe your body or maybe a stripper bit you when you were five. I don't know. But, build a bridge, girl. If you've never been to a King of Diamonds or nothing like that, it is fun.
It is. My first time going to Magic City, that is an adult Disneyland. I had
exactly that's
great,
exactly what it is.
What the most amazing fucking chicken and then just
of
beautiful women
life.
Everywhere. How do you say no to this? Even if you don't, because I'm not attracted to feminine women, so seeing a bunch of naked strippers doesn't really do anything for
neither
me.
Neither am I.
But looking at these girls, and then they're just so nice. Oh my God. And then the one gave
they're
me a
so
hug.
Sweet.
I was just like, I'm actually going to give you everything that I have. You can just take it all right now. You're just so beautiful and you're touching me right now and I just don't.
There were dollar bills scattered, like literally across this.
Oh, I went up there
stage
with my little raggedy
and
$40 or whatever and I was like, I'm going to put every last of these ones on you as slowly as I can just because you're beautiful. Like, girl, what?
I dripped that $100 in ones
yes.
on those young
yes,
women.
Yes, because they look
shoddy
so
and
royalty.
Good. They were good. And then they did, like, there was, like, a pole in the VIP area.
Yeah. Oh.
And so they did, like, another little, but they didn't even get naked. they just perform like on the pole, like,
right.
And it's just so fun to see them like going up and doing a split on the ceiling and then dropping down, and then like at the very end they do a split, like it's performance.
Right.
These girls are giving you a show, and I will gladly pay for. And then the chicken is bombed, and then you have the nerve to have
alcohol,
good
too?
Chicken and liquor.
It's everything in the strip club. How
and
do you
weed.
Not, everything is in the strip. How do you not have a good time there? I don't even get
King
you.
King Diamonds is one of the greatest places on earth.
But, like, not even to mention the reason that women are not going to have equality or be treated like the same or have respect from men or whatever is because men are hypocritical assholes, not because women are strippers.
One thing I will mention that I do not like about strip clubs, King of Diamonds included, is the announcer. I don't like the MC, whoever, that nigga behind the curtain
with the
microphone. Because that gets a little gross and misogynistic, but
I've only been to,
it gives you Players Club.
Oh, does it? I've been to Onyx in Dallas, which was pretty sure I saw somebody get tased in the parking lot.
Oh,
but
you
then
know, that's
yeah but then of course, you know, it's, I went to Magic City and had a great time in Atlanta, so I don't know too much about
that. Yeah, the announcers, I don't know if every club has them, I'm sure they don't, but this one, like, you know, they can be a little gross, but
it's crazy to me that nobody ever says.
It's no different than listening to the same rap music that they playing while the girls are dancing and that nasty shit them rapping.
And y'all know y'all do. Y'all be listening to them songs. You know you do. You know you be on the internet illegally bootlegging that shit all the time.
And when I tell you, my girls that stepped into the ring for me that Sunday evening or whenever that party was, they walked out of there with more than that nigga was making for sure by 8.
Come on, I'm not mad at it at all.
I love strippers. I think that the strip club is fun if you go to the right one. Of course, a lot of them are very gross, but if you go to the right,
it's fun.
It is.
It's
get
a good
over
time.
It. It's
you
a good time. The women are not like stunting you or worried about anything they're having. You know, they're making their money and they're having a good time. And odds are they're making way more money than you are anyway. So leave them the fuck alone.
Right.
The only thing I can't do is male strippers.
If men, okay, first of all, I think it's universal that everybody is like grossed out by male strippers. I don't know anybody who's just like, yes, not straight women, not gay men. I don't know
There's
anybody.
There's plenty of straight women who go to them damn male reviews all
really?
The time.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen a male stripper once, and I was so disturbed.
I'm talking about like those male, when some girl who, some lady who look like Mama D or fucking somebody,
you know
what? Like when they go and rent out like a hall somewhere and put a stage up in there and have a whole bunch of strippers come in and like,
oh, I've only seen those with lesbians. So I've only seen those. Oh yeah. John, Oklahoma City, that was the turn up to
turn
have
up
like a big gay ass party and then have a bunch of stud strippers come in from like Texas and shit.
This girl caught
I used
the
to
body
be up in there. Yes.
At like one of the pool parties, Mama was giving me like I don't know, a Shamar Moore.
Okay.
And then
I'm sorry.
Grinding on the women. It was all fun.
Yes,
I don't have a problem with it. The thing, like, I don't know. Male strippers just gross me out. I don't know. I don't mind like a go-go dancer maybe in a club.
Right.
I've given them maybe like $5. But like, I'm not about to, you know, bless you with partly cloudy scattered showers in nobody's club, sweetheart, when you look like, when you built like fucking The Rock and you dancing like Sierra in the Get Up video. This isn't Promise. That's not attractive.
You stupid as hell.
Anyway, that's just my opinion. You know, I support the Naked Hustle. Rest in peace to Bizzle. And yeah, strip clubs are awesome.
They are.
Leave the strip club hate alone.
Okay.
Them girls ain't stunning you.
No, absolutely not.
That's my read.
All right. So
you wanna just, I think you should just piggyback off of that one if you want.
I mean, I just, that comment you made about people on Instagram being like, this is why women won't be respected or treated as equals or whatever. It's just such misogynistic, patriarchal bullshit to me. If you don't know those words, Google them. Don't ask me what they mean. And I just hate that people put the blame on women for men not respecting women when men haven't respected women ever. Shut the fuck up. Don't worry about men respecting you. They're not going to goddamn respect you. Do
either
what you want to
way.
Do.
Whether you are on a pole or you are
in the
suit.
Boardroom, it doesn't matter. They're still going to demean you. You're still going to be treated like you're not as good. So do what the fuck you want to do. Don't let some nigga tell you what you should be doing. Do what you feel like doing. A man's approval don't mean shit to me. Thank you very much. I can really take it or leave it, but you can kiss my ass. I'm going to do what I feel like doing. I don't give a good goddamn what the world says a woman should do. Nigga, please.
Wow.
Okay. Let's sorry. That just really got on my
nerves.
Yes. Like, I just hate that the conversation about when you talk about sex work, it's always, oh, this is why women won't be respected. Nobody ever says to men, oh, if you go to the strip club, nobody will ever promote you and you'll never get a decent job and your friends will look at you crazy. Like, why don't we say this to the men who support the industry? Why don't we say, like, even with Mimi, it was all, oh my God, people are going to talk about your daughter and this. Whereas I sometimes feel like I'm the only one screaming about Stevie J being a million times worse than Mimi is.
Oh,
but Mimi has all this terrible mother shit. Stevie J is a horrible goddamn person. And I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who's saying, what kind of, and I asked him straight to his face when he was here in the studio, what kind of example are you setting for your daughter? Like, what are you, I don't see people asking men about their actions and how that's going to affect their kids. But every time a woman does something, it's automatically like, oh, this bitch, this hoe.
Ever.
Right. Like, off top. Like, why is it this way? I don't get that. If you want to punish people for being sexual, which I think is stupid, but if you want to do it that bad, then at least be equal about it. If you see niggas buying porn or streaming porn online, which damn near all of them do, or going to strip clubs or whatever the fuck else, why don't you chastise them for buying sex?
Hello?
Because that's what they're doing. They're paying for sex, for sexual stimulation, for sexual activity, for sexual, just to look at sex, whatever it is.
You wonder why you didn't get your weekly,
for it? Shit.
You wonder why you didn't get your weekly boxes of Capri Sun, bitch? It's because your man
went to the strip club and spent it on Bambi and you're mad about it.
So instead of being mad at the diamonds of the world, what you need to do is be mad at him, because diamonds going home with your money and she ain't do nothing but show up to work.
A fuck. Do you have any idea how little of a fuck these girls give about your man? I'm here for your man's money, not here for your raggedy ass nigga. You can take him. I'm sure those girls see a million raggedy ass niggas just like your boyfriend every fucking day. They could give a good goddamn. So getting mad at strippers is pointless. You mad about sex work, then don't date somebody who supports sex workers. That's what the fuck you do.
Sounds like it makes sense to me.
Shit. Raggedy assholes. Anyway.
Well, okay then. That's
three.
I think we should try and get home and catch this new season.
Yeah,
are you excited?
I am a little bit. I just want to say,
isn't
really
it
quickly,
like, fascinating that they can still have this show on TV?
I'm excited. Well,
isn't the show like it should be like a manual?
I'm interested in seeing what they're gonna do to it now, because I feel like people, like last season, it kind of became like a, oh God, Catfish. Like, how does anybody still fall for this? So I'm interested in seeing what they're doing with the new season to like kind of revamp it and see. Like, is it going to be crazy news stories? It is going to be...
The thing I think...
Because you would think by now everybody would use Google image search. Like, you would just think everybody would do this.
What I tell myself when I think about this in relation to this particular show is that you can't get rid of stupid. Like, people are just going to be dumb until the end of fucking time.
You also can't get rid of lonely. And lonely will allow you to overlook a lot of red flags. So
Dum.
Right.
Did you watch what they put the fucking People's Court audio in the Teyana Taylor interview? Anyway.
Crazy.
Yes. So yeah, that was the read, everyone.
It was.
Don't forget to check us out on thisistheread.com. Follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is Kid Fury. That's one R. And Crystals with an S at
the
end.
Yeah, mine is Crystals with an S at the end. And then, of course, follow the show at This Is The Read and Facebook.com/This Is The Read. We're going to be doing some fun new things with social media, so make sure you're following us.
Yes.
And just really quickly, I want to say to my best friend, Adrienne, who lost her mother last night, that
I about that.
Love you so much. And I just am praying for you, friend. And you are in my heart. And I'm so sorry. So...
Sorry to hear that.
It's one of those things that I don't even really know. Like, I just had to focus on other things all day because I just can't. So
yeah.
It's not something I can think about, like, in regards to my own family. And, you know, when you're friends with somebody since high school and you've just been friends, you know, forever, it's something like this. I just don't even really know. So, but I love you very much, friend, and I'm here for you.
Well, I hope, if anything, you got a chance to listen to this and maybe laugh or smile.
I hope so.
So, yeah, we will be back next week
with our bullshit
again.
All right. We will see y'all later.
Bye.